This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, here we are. We're at the start of another month. It's time for another charity of the month. You'll be aware of this one already because they're advertising a campaign with us at the moment. Our charity of the month for April is CBM, and I'm joined by Jill Godber. She's one of their volunteers. Very good afternoon to you, Jill.
Good afternoon, Neil.
So tell us a little bit about CBM and what it is you do.
I work as a volunteer for CBM, and CBM is an overseas disability charity based in Oakington, Cambridge.
And you do particularly, it's sight-related disability, is that predominantly what it is you do?
Half the work that CBM does is blindness cure and prevention, but it also helps people with other disabilities, including mental health and physical disabilities as well, in the world's poorest places.
OK, so predominantly Africa, but elsewhere?
Elsewhere, yes.
OK, and you've actually... We came across them a while ago. One of your young ladies, Claire, talked us through a thing that was going on in Cameroon, I think I'm right in saying, a chap called Desire, who had cataracts and had had cataracts for many years. He was starting out, I believe he was training to be a carpenter, but then the cataracts really started to kick in and he couldn't work close enough. So he was then faced with, well, what do I do? And he was going to look after the family farm, and I believe he was the only male or the senior male member, and he was looking after his aunt, and there was a whole extended family that he was kind of responsible for. But again, the cataracts meant that he had to get up and start ploughing fields at 3 a.m, because by the time the sun came up, it was all too painful. And CBM had arranged for him to have his cataract operation, and it's a very straightforward thing, isn't it, cataract cure, if you get it right?
Yes, it is, and it's a very cheap operation. It costs £24 to basically cure an adult's blindness through cataract removal.
But it's a real trick, isn't it? Because in Cameroon, it's not a case of, well, it's £24. A, people still don't have £24 per eye, and you've got to get to the medical centre to get it done, and that's, again, a trick in itself, isn't it?
Yes, in a lot of the countries in which CBM works, trying to access the healthcare is a big part of the problem. And I know in many places where they work, where they've actually enabled women to access a different kind of operation just by wiring the bus fare to the local agent to enable the women to get on the bus.
It's just amazing that I've just come back from the Gambia, and it's the same thing there, that things we just take for granted, and actually in the terms of the income and the ability we have to spend, it's nothing. But it is there, and it makes all the difference when somebody just comes along and goes, well, we can pay the bus fare.
Exactly.
Now, you were telling me before we came on air, you've actually had some first-hand experience a little bit further afield as well.
Yes, I have. I was privileged to be able to see CBM's work in Vietnam in 2009, and also my husband and I have been to Tanzania.
Wow. And what sort of stuff did you see going on? These sort of operations, or
well, in 2009 in Vietnam, we spent a day with a community team of ladies on mopeds who were actually going out into the villages to find people with disabilities, because in their culture, many times people with disabilities are hidden away because of the shame in that it brings on the family. And it was wonderful to see the CBM workers going out and finding people with disabilities, and some of them had treatable, curable conditions, and CBM were making a real difference in basically enabling people to have the treatment and then live independently. And they were training a team of local ladies to do that work, which goes on today.
I was going to say, that's another side of the whole thing, isn't it? If you can enable the people on the ground, you haven't got to keep doing stuff long range for
exactly.
It. You can,
yeah.
And that's the sort of thing you get up to, isn't
yeah.
it? So you've been volunteering for some time with them now?
Yes, I've been volunteering with CBM for 13 years. And I go out into the community and run fundraising events and also give talks to women's breakfasts and Rotary clubs and anybody would like to hear my message.
Oh, my goodness. In Cambridge in particular, you could be busy for charities and never have a day off in 10 years, couldn't you? What attracted you to CBM? How did you get involved? What was it about then?
Well, when my husband retired, we retired to Cambridge, Fulbourne, and I wasn't quite ready for retirement. And because my background was in a not-for-profit PR, I basically wrote to CBM at Oakington, and I used to go into the offices a few days a week, but now because of personal circumstances I work from home.
Well, that sounds perfect. Sounds like a lovely way of doing it.
It is.
You've been busy. You've been organising events. Tell us about this event that you organised for St Patrick's Day.
Well, I was approached by the organiser, is a young lady called Isabel Corey, and she's a Year 10 student at Bottisham Village College. And she basically wanted to do her Duke of Edinburgh Bronze Award. And that contains three modules, and one of them is volunteering. And she basically approached me to see if I would be able to mentor her and help her with event management. And so since last September, we've been meeting 1 hour a week to plan the event, which was held on St Patrick's Day in Fulbourne.
And what exactly did you do?
We hosted an Irish musical event, which had Irish music, poetry and prose, and Irish food. And we were very blessed to have Peter Lemers, who is an international jazz pianist, and his son Ruben on vocals, perform for us.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you very kindly brought in a CD of Peter's music. And I thought, this sounds like my sort of stuff, and I have to say. So we'll take a quick listen. This is Peter Lemer, a track called Looking for Soup. There's one for my colleague Pete Butchers and Jazz Today. That's Peter Lemer, a brief extract there of Looking for Soup. How did you get him involved?
Well, I met Peter at Wandlebury Country Park on a Thursday morning doing something called Walking for Health. And he was brought along by his brother-in-law as a guest. And we spent a very pleasant half hour wandering around the inner ring. And by the end of the walk, he'd very kindly agreed to play for our CBM fundraiser on St Patrick's Day.
Very good. Well done, and thank you to Peter for sending you that CD as well. That's lovely. Well done to Peter. So you raised quite a lot of money, I see.
Yes, we raised £1,700.
That's extraordinary.
And the great thing about CBM's See the Way appeal is that that money will be doubled by the British government. And in fact, all donations to CBM's See the Way appeal up until the 14th of May will have double the impact.
Now, this is what we're hearing on the adverts that we're running here on Cambridge 105 at the moment,
right,
isn't it? So the appeal's been underway for a month, just over a month now, is that right?
That's right. It started on the 15th of February.
Okay. And runs through to the 14th of May. So these dates are really important because those are the brackets where the government will chip in.
That's right. And you can double your impact if you donate to CBM See the Way appeal.
OK. And what will that money do?
It's going to be used to help people with sight problems in the world's poorest countries. Because every day people become needlessly blind because of conditions that can be easily treated.
And this is what we've just been saying. It's cataracts. It's a very routine operation.
And people, particularly Isabel, the student who organised the event, really felt very moved by CBM's work and the fact that it's very hard to see your way out of poverty if you can't see the blackboard.
Yes, Absolutely right. She must have been well chuffed herself as well, and the help that she received. £1,700 for a student. That's an extraordinary amount of money.
Yes, I'm sorry she can't be here today because she's busy doing her mocks.
No, you carry on, Isabel. You're busy, but that's amazing.
And she said to me that she'd really wanted to step outside of her comfort zone and do something new, and also that she said to me that people's ability to learn and live should not be hindered by disability, and CBM has helped so many people flourish, and with the match funding from the UK government, we can do so much more, specifically improving access to sight-saving eye health services in Rwanda, and we're just delighted to see how it all turned out.
Indeed. Now, I think I'm right in saying it's Rwanda that we're going to be turning our attention to a little bit later on in the month, because I think there is another one of these live follows going to be happening. We'll have more details of that in the coming days and weeks. But towards the end of the month, I know for a fact that we're going to be following another one of these stories, and hopefully following it on a sort of day-by-day, hour-by-hour. Literally somebody getting on the bus and going and getting their eyes fixed, and hopefully the big reveal, which when the bandages come off, that must change people's lives. That's it.
Life-changing, yeah, because it means for the adults, they're enabled to live independently and in some cases feed their families. And having seen the work for myself firsthand, I can vouch for CBM's, the quality of the work is really excellent.
Well, and I just found this, you know, we were in the Gambia last week, and you know, there's not famine there, they're not starving, but they're poor. So again, like you're saying, you know, some of the world's most underprivileged, most needy, but they're not starving. There's not, yeah, the food and bed. But it's a fine line, isn't it? These are families who are doing okay, as long as the crops don't fail, as long as someone's not ill, and as you say in this case, as long as you've got your sight and things, it's a very quick change, isn't it, between everything's great and dump, suddenly you're in real trouble.
Exactly. And I'd really like to encourage your listeners to donate to CBM's See the Way appeal.
Okay, so how do they do that? And we've got to remember, you've got up until the 14th of May, so you might as well do it now.
They can do that by phoning free phone on 0800 567 7000. I'll do that again. 0800 567 7000, or to visit the website, which is www.seetheway.org.
Okay, so you've got that number, 0800 567 7000, and seetheway.org is the website if you'd like to donate. But please do it in the next few days, weeks, because up until May the 14th, the UK government, who've got enough on their mind at the moment, they've also got to raid the Treasury pot just to top this up as well. And we know, because this has been done before by another charity that works in Africa, that this can be significant money we're talking about here, so because gift aid can come into it as well, can't it?
It can, yes.
So that really can all add into the pot. So your, you know, a couple of quid, £5 donation, whatever, can instantly become £10, can become £12, and yeah, seriously, £24 to solve an eye. Yeah, you can do that. You could do that for £15. You're well on the way towards a pair of eyes being done.
So your £24 donation becomes £48, enabling two adults to have a cataract operation, and in the case of a child, usually it's £95 could fund cataract surgery for a child in both eyes, and that becomes £190 with the match funding. The UK government.
So there we are. We know that this works, and with all the troubles we've got in the UK at the moment, it'd be great if we could do some help elsewhere, because as we've already seen and we've been saying, there are people around the world who are in far worse situations than we are, and companies like, organisations like CBM doing an amazing job. So what other plans have you got, Jill? Because it sounds like you're keeping busy with CBM. Have you got more events coming up, or you looking to do more fundraising or travelling?
I'm not planning any more travelling at the moment, but I generally like to do something around World Sight Day in October.
Ah, right. OK, well, we'll keep posted on that, and if there's an event coming up, we'll get you in to talk about that as well.
Thank you very much.
Well, for the meantime, that's Jill Godber. She's a volunteer with CBM UK. They are based at Oakington, and they're Cambridge 105 Radio's Charity of the Month. You can find out more at cbmuk.org.uk, or, of course, the podcast of this will be available on our website very shortly. And Peter Lima, I've got your CD here. I'm passing it down to Pete Butchers, who does jazz today.